Blog Talk Radio.
Every day a star is born.
You better believe
better
it.
Believe it.
Believe it. Believe it.
Every day a star is born.
Blog Talk Radio.
B-O-G-M.
Hey.
I watched Carla start it, seen Ronnie do it. Sweet T and Say too, they came too. Taking their debut in the recession, showing us how to make do. In the middle was heavy, but light on the edge. With Chauncey Gibson, the righteous get fed. Trey Love crying from his heart to the core. On the move with the mind of an entrepreneur. A better tomorrow, we play for sight. Maximize potential, reshape your life. Time ain't never wasted. They got blogs with guided meditation. Rise above it all at least. Navigating through this Middle East. It's like trying to rollerblade up a hill of grief. The radio media is a marriage tutor. With Grandma dripping Don Adams Jr.
Junior.
Y'all know what it is, man.
E-O.
In the building,
building.
O G M A.
E-O.
Welcome everybody to EOTM Radio. As debated on ABC News Nightline, a whopping 92% of Americans say they believe in God or a universal spirit, and a vast majority say they believe in an afterlife and heaven. According to a 2008 survey by the Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life, but believers see God coming under siege in this country. Some Americans see religious beliefs as outdated, even destructive. And they aren't hesitating to say so. EOTM asks that you join us as we try to tackle this debate with a provocative take on the issue. Are we at a time in history when the argument can now actually be settled? Given all that we know today about the cosmos and life on Earth, is science killing God, or can it bring us closer to Him? Does God or should God have a future? Our phone lines will be open, so please feel free to call in to 718-664-6543, or you can send us your messages on Facebook, Skype, or via our chats on EOTMradio.com. What we'll do right now is take a quick commercial break so the listeners and panel members can get their Facebook, Skypes, and IMs up, and we'll be right back to dive into this great debate. Hold tight, everybody.
Silver platter, would it even matter? You'd still be mad at me if I could find an old bitch, a dozen roses, which I would give to you.
everybody. I am Carla B., EOTM host, Ronnie, the first lady of GPT. We got Say to Say. Don Adams are holding down the show with me tonight, you guys, along with some guests on our panel. We have Ashley as well as Miss Paulette, and we're not going to unmute them quite yet, but we do want to acknowledge that we see them on the line. This is, without a doubt, a very interesting debate. It will be, and the question is, does God have a future? All of us have had the, is there a good debate, I'm sure, and I expect there is someone listening, and tonight they're hosting listening parties, and we definitely appreciate that. The question tonight, we'll have a little bit of feedback noise, not sure where that's coming from, but again, the question tonight is a fresh and fascinating take on a very old issue, and actually on a very old debate. And the question that I'll be presenting tonight is, what does science say about this? Given the advances of science, have we outgrown the idea of God? Some in this debate tonight will argue just that, that science shows us that, in fact, God is dead. The other side of the debate will argue that, in fact, science has brought us closer to God. We have a panel of EOTM radio personalities, as I said at the top of the hour, as well as a couple of our listeners. I want to say really quick, if we could please just make sure you be mindful as far as the background noise. If you are calling into a place that's a little bit noisy, you know, with respect to EOTM radio and the other people on the panel, if you could just be mindful of that and maybe go to a quiet location, we really appreciate it. We want to have a clear show tonight. And again, I said we do have the panel members as well as some listeners. So what I'm going to do is, because there was a little bit of background noise in the beginning, so I'm going to repeat the question. Basically, does God have a future? We definitely, the question tonight is going to be, I am presenting, and I'm going to present it to everybody, that's the listeners as well. You can call in, because we'll open up the phone lines in a little bit. But what does science say about this? Given the advances of science, have we outgrown the idea of God? Some in this debate tonight will argue just that, that science shows us that, in fact, God is dead. The other side of the debate will argue that, in fact, science has brought us closer to God. And what I want to do is I'm going to go ahead and pass the torch over to Ronnie so she could expound on her beliefs and tackle that question. And then we'll pass it along. Are you with us, Ronnie?
Yeah, I'm here. To me, I actually think that, you know, everyone has their own personal beliefs, and I think this is a very good topic, but I think that God does have a future, and I think that, you know, when we look at some of the things that are going on, you know, some of the misfortunate disasters and stuff like that that has happened, I think that, you know, it's showing us that, you know, things are coming together like they are talked about and that you hear about. And I think that, you know, with the future coming the way that it is, I think that we just all got to get right. And that's the future of God, is that his children get right and that we all go home. That's my belief on that whole question right there. I'll sum it up right there.
Okay, cool. So, say to you next.
Okay, well, my belief, yes, I do believe that God is a future for just one simple reason. For one simple reason, then I think that he is a future. It's the simple fact that we women are, can create and reproduce into our little kids. And I don't think that nobody else could have ever done that besides him. And, think about it, maybe plants and everything like that and certain mammals and all the mammals and stuff like that can have babies. Now, and, you know, as far as us being able to conceive and reproduce, like we also have to think about as far as the certain things around us, like God is everything beneath us, below us, above us, beside us, or whatever it is. And you also have to think about mankind as far as them like creating certain things that can stop you from doing this or stop you from having kids or stopping you from, I don't know, breathing or something like that of that nature. But, like, think about it, like, as far as them creating, like, for example, as far as them creating birth control methods, nothing in this world is, like, there is always this percentage that there is a possibility of you getting pregnant, and that's what God is. Like, there may be left and there may be right, but like in the middle of it, there's always a possibility. So as far as looking at that, that's the way I see it.
Okay. All right. Great answer. And I don't know, I know you're probably calling in from Skype. There was just a little bit of hesitation and with the connection, so just so you know. But that was some great information coming from our youngest host of EOTM. I want to open it up really quick to Ashley Carter. She's one of the guests on the panel, and she's chiming in. Did you want to expound?
Yes, actually, I wanted to say definitely there's no doubt in my mind that God has a future, and I don't even believe in God. So that's something coming from a non-believer, you know? I mean, as long as one person actually truly believes in everything that the Bible says, then they're supposed to, or they will, or they should, like, try to preach the word to other people. So as long as the word's coming out of one person's mouth, then that belief is not going to just not exist anymore. As long as that word's coming out of at least one person's mouth, then he's not dead. That belief is not going to be dead. So that's just my whole. And I don't think that science brought people closer to God. I don't understand how that can, you know, play a part in anything. I mean, if anybody can elaborate on how that can be true, then that would be great, just for my knowledge. But I don't know about that one.
Okay. All righty. We do have another caller that is calling in, and to answer what to say to the last comment you made, Ashley, I'm not a Scientologist, so I can't answer that question. And this is to all of the Scientologists out there. If you have an answer to that, definitely call in 718-664-6543. Again, that's 718-664-6543, and that's for the Scientologists, because I have no clue as to that, Ashley, but that is a great question. I want to unmute the line, and I do see people are. If I see you in queue on our switchboard, then just know that I'm going to be unmuting you. So just please keep that in mind. Area code 229-630, you're live on EOTM Radio. Did you have a question, or did you want to comment on the question that I've already posed?
Hello?
Okay. Yes?
Hello? Yes, hi.
Yes.
Hi, okay, we had a delay as well. This is Lady T. I think you guys are doing a wonderful job. And as always, here I am out on location again at the Women's International Film Festival. But I thought this topic was so important.
Yes,
can
ma'am.
You hear me?
And I do appreciate. Yeah, And I do appreciate you chiming in. And I saw that you were on tour. Congratulations for that.
Thank you so much. Thanks, family. Hello. I was like, oh, God, don't let them forget me. But this is such a hot issue. First of all, to the baby, say to say what? What's up? How you doing? This is such a hot topic that I had to just sneak away and get involved, because, you know, I don't believe, Carla, that I could even do what I do if it was not for the love of my Lord, okay? And I'm just that little, you know, fat, black, funny lady from Georgia, you know, and I know that the blessings come the way they do. Like the little lady who, the little atheist, bless her heart. But, she says she don't believe in God. She don't believe. But there is a belief just by her listening with us. And she made a pivotal point. that as long as one person is running their mouth and spreading the word and saying, look at me, because I know I couldn't do this by myself, look at me, then his word is not dead. The young people want to try to stomp them out. I won't say the young people, but you got some people out there to say, oh, this and that, and I don't believe. But truly, truly, truly down, deep, down, they in 35,000 feet above the ground in an airplane, and that plane is going down. Guess what? Everybody on there believe. Everybody on there believe now. Everybody going to believe in something.
Right.
No, he's definitely not dead. There definitely is a future. I think that this whole thing revolves around us. And with time, people express themselves differently to reach one another. At one point, we didn't even rap about the Lord. Now we rap about the Lord. Why? Because we got a whole nother area to reach people and let them know. Let them know. And sometimes you don't even have to have no science, no Scientology, no PhD, no master degree. No, you don't have to have. Man, you just know. You just know. And there's going to come a time where we all going to go through that. Oh, right. I'm so glad y'all just took my call. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. No problem. We do have many more questions that we want to pose to the panel. So,
okay.
I mean, if you can stick around, that would be great, because now we know that you're doing your thing. I want to go ahead and go to the next.
Oh, no problem. Thanks so much, Lady T. Hold tight.
Want
to go to the next caller. We got somebody calling in from area code 404-839. You are live on EOTM Radio. Did you want to answer the question that was posed to the panel and to our listeners? Okay. Hello? Okay.
Well, they're probably just wanting to listen in, and we could definitely appreciate that. What I want to do right now, we're going to take a really quick commercial break, and we'll be back. In the interim, definitely I want you to, if you have any questions or concerns about the topic, if you want to answer some of the questions that we just recently posed, definitely do so. The dial-in number is 718-664-6543. Take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Hi, and welcome to your Black Money Minute, presented to you by BlackMoneyMatters.com.
You know, when two people decide to get married, it's a pretty exciting time, but it also brings up a lot of hard questions. One of these questions is, how exactly are you and your spouse-to-be going to merge your money? The first step in doing this is to start discussing your financial goals. A good exercise to get this going is for each partner to make a list of his or her short-term goals, like paying off a credit card, getting a new car, or even going on a vacation. Then begin to list your long-term goals, like retirement or having a baby. From there, you should be able to determine which of these goals are a priority to both of you. Then, once you've identified these goals, you can focus your energy on achieving them. This is Gil Michelle.
That was your Black Money Minute, presented to you by BlackMoneyMatters.com. To get more information and receive our free newsletter, visit BlackMoneyMatters.com.
EOTM Radio, entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
Welcome back, everybody, to EOTM. This is Carla B. We have my co-host in the house, Ronnie, the First Lady of GPT. We have Say to Say holding down the show tonight with a very exciting topic, which is, does God have a future? And we've already posed a couple questions to our listeners and to the panel, and that was, given the advances of science, have we outgrown the idea of God? Basically, what does science say about this? You know, does God have a future? And we do want to take all the calls and stuff from the people that are calling in. So I want to give everybody the opportunity to chime in and voice their concerns and their questions and answers. Right now, I'm going to unmute area code 404-791. You are live on EOTM Radio. Did you want to expound on what we just spoke about?
Hello? Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I think that there actually is a position on both sides in talking about terms of science and God. I'm more of a spiritual person, per se, as not really subscribing to an organized religion. I believe as long as you're aware that there is a higher power and you live your life in aspiring to do better, that's the spirituality of it. But there are things in science that, you know, that can be subscribed to evolution also. So I think I see both sides of the coin.
Okay. All right. And definitely I appreciate that. If you have a minute, caller, definitely hold on. Can I get your name?
I'm sorry?
Your name?
My name is Santi.
Oh, hey. Hey, thanks for chiming in, Santi. And hold tight. I definitely appreciate your perspective. I want to pose a couple other questions to our panel. And that is this. What scientific proof or evidence of any sort can you muster to support an assertion that there, for lack of a better term, no God or even some sort of intelligence at the heart of the universe? And I think that there is only one person online that said that they did not believe in God. So I guess I'll pose that one to you. What kind of scientific proof, if any, can you muster to support your assertion that there is, for lack of a better term, no God?
Is this Ashley? My question?
No, that's for Ashley.
Oh, this question is for me.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of, like, reasons, you know, but more so it's more there's no proof that there is a God, and there's more proof, like, there's more scientific proof of stuff that happened without God assisting or any help from a so-called God, you know? Like, for example, okay, let me think of one example. You know, like, for example, what's it called? Natural selection. You know, like, in the Bible, God created all the animals at the same time. There was no evolution. There was all just the animals there. Bam, all the animals are there, you know? They're all created at one time. But we all know that all the animals weren't there at the same time. You know, there was some type of animals, and they evolved, and they evolved to another type of animal. So that's just, like, so obvious that there's no, like, God making animals, no God creating any. Well, to me, anyway, that's how I feel.
Okay, anybody else on the panel want to touch on that? And for the new listeners that are chiming in, the question that I just posed to the individuals on the panel and our listeners that do not believe in God, what scientific proof or evidence of any sort can you muster to support your assertion that there is no God or even some sort of intelligence at the heart of the universe? So, you know, not necessarily saying that you don't believe in God, but that there's not even a higher intelligence. And I'm trying to get some feedback from individuals that may want to touch on that. Do we have anybody else on the panel that wants to touch on that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, who's this?
This way too.
Okay, hey.
Okay, well, me listening to Ashley, and I have to oppose to what she just said as far as, you know, God created, like, the animals all at the same time and everything like that. Okay. Well, my thing is, who do you think created us? Like, seriously, who do you think really created us? We didn't just pop up here from nowhere. And second of all, as far as me believing in God and what he does, everybody has had this certain emotion as far as certain feeling. And everything comes with feeling. You know what I'm saying? Like, your feeling can really distinguish into you creating the right choices and you creating the wrong choices or finding the wrong choices and you finding the right choices. So within us, I personally feel as though we were put on this earth just to distinguish who we are. And because God gives us a choice to be who we are, is the same reason why that certain people can be drawn closer to him and then others can be drawn away from him. So it's like if you,
Okay.
Were you done, say two?
I wasn't done, but y'all can go ahead.
Go ahead and finish your question. One second, Ashley. Let her finish her question, and then Ashley, you can answer it. Go ahead, say two.
Okay. Now, my thing is that as we are able to distinguish our choices and to find who we are as a person, that's the same reason why that some of us are closer to God and some are not closer to God as far as, like, there are certain reasons why certain people are always into trouble and then others are not always into trouble. So it all depends on that spirituality. And as far as the feeling goes, it's all about feeling. So how do you distinguish our feelings and then our emotions as far as who we are and how we react to certain things? That's my question.
Okay. Ashley, you can go ahead.
I don't see how that's a question, but first I wanted to say that, you know, what your statement was, it didn't really answer the Carla B's first question as to, like, how do you oppose what I just said? And I just want to address, you believe in God, right?
Yes.
Right? Yeah, that's a yes?
Yes.
Okay. So you just said people make wrong choices and people make correct choices. So you think my choice is wrong, but if you believe in God, then you know that you shouldn't judge people. Only supposedly your God judges people. So who are you to say what's a wrong choice and what's a right choice? That's my first statement, okay?
Okay.
And if you can just, repeat the question, then, you know, that can help me a little bit because I don't really understand your question if it was a question.
Okay. My thing is I'm not judging you on you saying that you don't believe in God. I'm not saying that, like, what you believe in is wrong. That's your opinion. And everybody else is that God put us on this earth for one particular reason, and that is to find out who we are. Now, if you don't like who you are as a person, then you have that choice to turn it around to find out who you really are. Because in order to really, really, really know who you are, you will have to be happy with yourself. You will have to love yourself. You have to respect yourself. You see what I'm saying? So when like people really focus on that subject as far as who God is and if he's real, I say that it's your opinion and what you think about it, but I personally think that I just think it's bull.
What's bull?
Thinking that God is not real. Like, you go
okay.
through life
so
every single day.
But what does that have to do, but,
okay,
what does that have to
second.
Do with me loving myself and respecting
Ashley,
myself? What does that have anything to do with that?
Okay, one second. Let me go ahead and y'all hold those thoughts right there. And what I want to do is put the question out there for some of the listeners that are just chiming in. And you guys got me so riled up. I don't even know what the question was. But it was what scientific proof, if any, can you non-believers muster up to support your assertion that there is no God? And one of our radio personalities, I see Don Adams, just chimed in. And somebody has a lot of feedback noise, so I'm just asking, please don't do that. If you can mute your phone out.
We have Don Adams unmuted. Did you want to touch on that?
Yeah, how's everybody doing?
Good.
That's good. That's good. Interesting discussion. You ladies are chiming it up really well. But you know what? I want to add to it. I want to say this. You know, and I think it's a good question that was asked about whether or not there is a God. And I want you all to know before I even get started with it that I'm coming at it from, as I try to do all, as always, an educated, and not saying that you all are not educated, but I'm coming at it from an educated perspective because I've been trained in that arena as well.
Educated,
it's part of,
what
it's
kind of, one second. What kind of educated perspective? Did you go to school for theology or what side of education
when
are you coming from?
Well, in studying in the School of Criminal Justice, which is part of the School of Human Health and Sciences, one of the classes that you have to take is a philosophy, upper-level philosophy class. And in the philosophy class, the very first question that we were asked by the professor was, is there a God, why, and why not? That was the very first paper that we had to write. Now, and I'm not going to say that I'm a Christian or not a Christian. I'm going to say this, that I'm not. In this particular conversation, my personal belief is not going to come into play. I'm not going to say that I'm for or against. But what I'm going to do is I want to challenge each and every one of you, and I'm going to put it out there like this. For those that say that there is no proof that there is a God, show me proof that there isn't. And for those that say that there is no proof that there is not a God, show me proof that there is. You follow me?
Okay.
Show me proof that there is. Now, we have our staunch Christians and those folks that are staunch believers in the Bible that testify and say, hey, there is a God because what? The Bible says that there is one. But let me just put this to you. Do you know about the Bible? Do you know what the Bible is? Do you know what type of collection of stories and books that the Bible really is? And this is where I'm going with that, because we have a tendency as people. Hello?
Mm-hmm. We're here. Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. I heard some noise. We have a tendency as people, and especially in the African-American community, to believe whatever is put in front of us at that
right.
particular time. So we have
right.
to understand, when you have that discussion about God and the Bible, one of the first things that comes to mind is, before you open your mouth and have that discussion, and this is not challenging you at this point, ladies, but here's the thing. What do you really know? What have you really looked into? What have you really been taught, and what have you really researched? Okay? It's a vast world out there, and I am a practicing Freemason. For those out there that are listening, I am a Mason. So my knowledge is vast, and it is large. So if that tells you anything, some of my brothers and my squares that are out there listening, give us a call while we're on the air. Now, with that being said, I'm going to say this to you, family. You know, is there a God and is there not one? The question goes both ways. Why and why not? Has anyone offered any legitimate proof?
Okay.
Now, I believe that there is a higher being. Huh?
No, we want to stick to the format. So, you know what I'm saying? We had about 20 questions within our format.
No. I think that's part of your format, because I think the question is, your format, I think your question is whether or not there is a God and why not, or something along those lines, right?
Well, does God have a future? We're not necessarily questioned that there is no God. Does God have a future?
I'll put this out there. In order to determine if he has a future, do we not have to determine whether or not we even believe he exists? Because I think in our society, one of the reasons why we're losing so many of our people is that they don't believe in God. And they have lost faith, and they have lost the way. They don't know about his future because they don't believe in it.
Okay, well, speaking since I just brought it up, let's go ahead and start with that question. And we can go around the board with it. And we kind of tackled it at the beginning, at the top of the hour. But what is the future of God? And I'm going to start with, and there's a little bit of background noise, you guys. You know, if you guys could please, you know, keep that noise to a minimum. Ronnie, I'm going to give that one to you. You can start off with that one if you are available. What, in your opinion, is the future of God?
Well, I won't say I know the future of God because I don't, because I think if I knew his future, I would be able to better position myself a little bit better. But I would say that I will leave with my belief of how I feel about God and what I was taught and how I was raised. I would say that his future is to try and, you know, get his children and continue to protect and serve his children, have his children serve him and believe in him and, you know, make sure that they're right with themselves and right with what they're doing. I definitely think that he has a future. I think God has a plan. He's always had a plan since the day that he, you know, invented everything that he has. So I definitely think that there's a plan. I think he has a future. I just can't say what I believe it is, but I definitely believe that he has one.
Okay. I want to, before I go to everybody else on the panel, I want to see if a caller that's been holding on wanted to chime in, and that is area code 404-839. You are once again live on EOTM Radio. Did you want to try to tackle that question? Okay. For those of you that are calling in through the 718-664-6543 number, what that does is that kind of ties up our phone lines. You can stream live to the show by visiting www.eotmradio.com. If you don't have internet access, then you just have to listen that way. That's fine. But I definitely don't want to tie up too many phone lines with people just listening in when they can stream live. So keep that in mind. I want to, and thanks for that answer, Ronnie. And I'm really so upset because I'm like the moderator for the show, and I can't really chime in too much or as far as mine. But when we have part two, you could be the moderator, and then I want to be part of the panel because I got some answers. But I want to pass it to Ashley, the non-believer on our panel tonight. What is the future of God, do you think?
I mean, there's going to be a future as long as there's believers. There's not going to be just a non-believer. I mean, people believe in God, and they're always going to believe in God. So God's going to be in our future, period.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Cool beans. All right. Appreciate that. And I hope I didn't offend you by saying non-believer.
It's all good.
Ashley. Okay.
It's all good.
Okay. All righty. Area code 404-791. I think that is Sun T. Mays, one of our guests on the panel. Did you want to try to touch on that? What is the future of God?
I agree with Ashley. People are always going to believe in God, Buddha. People are always going to ascribe to religion. So I think that God has a future as well as, you know, the supreme beings of other religions. As long as there are people, people are going to believe what they're going to believe. I also think, as the previous caller stated, that you really need to know the Bible. I mean, is the Bible just a set of stories, or is the Bible an actual guide for us to live our lives by? I'm somewhat on the fence because I do believe in science. I do believe in mathematics, and it's an interesting question. I think both things are always going to be certainly around. Science is going to keep advancing as long as you have people that ascribe to religion, which you have, which you always will, because it's been like that since the beginning of time, that there's lessons to be learned in having faith, and there's lessons to be learned in ascribing or believing in science also. So I'm somewhat on the fence.
Okay. Okay.
That was interesting.
Did you want to answer that question? What is the future of God? And we want to keep the, you know, the answers to a minimum because, you know, we have about 50 questions. I'm just kidding, not that many. But so definitely keep it to a minimum. What is the future of God, say, to?
Okay, well, I truly believe that there is a future with God personally. Yeah, that's true. I do agree with both of the ladies before me. There will be people who will believe in God, of course, and of course people have their own religions and people were raised differently and everything like that. But definitely God to me has a future, and even though some of us may not believe in him, he will be somewhere around us, because there will be those who believe in him and vice versa. So
mm-hmm. Okay.
I just believe in him.
Okay, appreciate that. Don, your turn.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, is there a future for God? Well, I'm going to put myself on a limb. What is the future of God? I'm going to put myself on a limb, and I'm going to say, you know what, it looks very bleak as far as I'm concerned. We have too many folks out there that are believing in things that they don't understand. We have too many people out there that are going in directions that they don't even know what's on the opposite end of it. So if we want to put God on the end of that, and we want to do things that, you know, are contrary to or what we think are in his plan, it's almost like when you hate homosexuals. Do you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that that's God's plan? What's the future of God? I don't know. I think it's very bleak. I think that unless we get educated about what God is all about, I don't think we're really going to know.
Okay. All right. Appreciate that. Next question I want to pose to everybody is, and believers can touch on this as well, but it's a question for the Scientologists or the people that believe more so in the sciences, not necessarily Scientology, I apologize, but science does not explain why we are here. Would you all agree with that? Ashley, Sun T?
You said, what now?
I said science does not explain why we are here, and just wondering if you guys agree with that.
Yeah, I agree. I agree totally. Like, people, I think people, like, believe in God and, like the gods of other cultures, like the Greek gods and things, to explain certain things that they do not understand. Like, for example, Zeus was created to explain why lightning happens. Different gods were created to explain why natural events happen. So, you know, I think, like religion and certain gods were created just to explain things that we didn't understand. You know, just like the little stories were made up, fables were made up to explain little things.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, I want to say something real quick, because I remember having a conversation with you, Ashley, in regards to science and religion, and you were a little bit more sophisticated in this than I am, but you were saying something in regards to atoms and molecules, and you blew me away, but I found myself researching as far as in relation between our, like, consciousness and matter, and just wondering if you would be so kind to elaborate on that for us.
If
well,
she won't, I will.
Ha, ha, ha. But what are you talking about the atoms and the molecules, and what are you talking about, like the Big Bang Theory or something?
About the what?
Are you talking about, like, the Big Bang Theory or something?
Yes, ma'am, exactly, the Big Bang period.
Well, there's alternatives, like, there's always different theories about how the world was created and stuff. And I'm not saying I believe in the Big Bang Theory, believe in any of the theories, but I was just giving an example of another theory other than God. And earlier somebody said, you know, who put us, I think it was Say Two. She said, who put us here and who made us in the first place? Well, if you say that, then how can you know, who made God in the first place? Who's God? Like, how did he come here in the first place? You know, what's the backstory? What's your backstory? Mm-hmm. I want to know what you guys, you know, how do you just believe in something just because you read it? You know, like, I was brought up, you know, in the church. My mom, you know, you're Baptist. My grandma, she's Jewish. So, like, there's different beliefs around me. So I want to research it myself. And actually, I'm atheist, but I know stuff about the Bible. I don't just not read the Bible, you know? But,
Ashley, because you kind of sidestepped from my question. I want you to elaborate a little bit on the Big Bang Theory for some people out there that may not be familiar with it.
Okay, well, it's kind of like a, this, it was like a, this little, well, a big, like a cluster of like atoms and like dust molecules, water, and just little molecules were all squished together in this little space, and they were just squished together. And so they just blew up or whatever and made, like, this big universe. And, you know, and then, like, all the rocks and everything, and everything just went in different areas. And then, like, the world was, like, this one solid rock, and then it just got collided with, like, comets filled with ice, comets filled with different kind of molecules, and that's why all the molecules are on Earth right now. And then, you know, when all the molecules got on the Earth, then there was, like, these little, like, one-cell bacterias, and then these one-cell bacterias evolved, like, amoebas or whatever. And then, like, basically, like, you know, humans are, like, one of the, like, youngest species on the planet, like, one of the youngest animals or whatever on the planet. But supposedly humans were created with all the other animals. So how can that be if, you know, if we were all created at the same time, then why are we, like,
the youngest animals. Like, all the fossils created, like, all the fossils found that are human fossils are, like, really young. So why aren't there any human fossils that are, like, billions of years old? The world is 4.6 billion years old. So why aren't there humans that are, like, at least 3 billion years old? There's no humans that are that old that are found, like, anywhere. So I just don't know how people can't, like, just ignore all the facts. Like, at least research something, you know?
Right, right, and I definitely agree.
Don,
did you want to touch on that?
Oh, yeah, I mean, she's on point with a few. I think she missed a few things, but I think she's definitely on point. And I think to answer her question with some of the beliefs of some of the folks out there was that atoms and molecules came together and developed intelligence, and then it took a process of evolution for them to organize. Some molecules organized, I think, in different ways and became certain things is what she may be touching on. But at the end of the day, when it comes to human life, which is, you know, one of the things that I studied in anthropology and philosophy, is that, you know, human life developed and it evolved, you know, and evolved into different types of species. And where we are now, the Homo sapiens, or the men and the women that we are now, became one of the most intelligent forms, which is why, you know, the other forms, you know, kind of stagnated or went in another direction, but we became who we are. Following? And that's what some, and that's what I think she may be touching on. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, who brought us here? That's a powerful question.
Okay. Say, too, did you want to touch on that? All righty. I think we lost. Or actually,
let me get Say, too, back on the line. Kathy, in the interim, did you want to respond to something that Don just said?
Well, he's right about everything, you know. You know, the cops and everything, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
I mean, you know,
it, back.
Huh? That was interesting.
Was...
I'm sorry, I'm trying to get Say Two back on. Go ahead, Don.
I was going to ask Ashley, are you the one that mentioned who is God?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know what? That's a very good question because you know something. A lot of folks do, and it takes it outside of the realm of really who is God. You know, a lot of folks think, walk around and think that we're the only planet in the universe, in this big universe, in all of the entire worlds that are out there that has life that exists upon it. You know what I'm saying? Who is God? You know what I mean? Is he a part of another race? Is he just a child himself? Is he another adult of another species? Those are great questions. But do we have the answers? You know what I beg to differ with all you Christians and Catholics that are out there? Because I know all your history. Let me tell you something. People need to come up out of the dark ages and start researching for yourselves.
Yep, and that's what this show is really all about, you know, getting your own answers. Actually, I want to get back a little bit to the atoms and all that stuff. And anybody could answer this question. What is the relation between... consciousness and matter.
Hmm.
And this is for you educated folks.
Go ahead, Ashley. What do you think?
No, well, I was going to kind of ask a question, so you can go ahead and I'll ask it after.
Well, the relationship between consciousness and matter is that consciousness establishes matter or creates movement in matter. In other words, for anything to be identified in the world of science as having life, it cannot just simply exist. It has to show movement, evolution, and a process and place. So that is its consciousness, is that its will to survive, that it understands, hey, I need to procreate. Atoms don't just sit still. They procreate. And that is what gives them life.
Okay.
That is what gives them life.
So what is the relation between consciousness and matter?
Well, if there is no consciousness, how can you naturally know to procreate? It's like animals. Animals have a consciousness. They have a consciousness. It may not be as evolved as ours, but they know systematically when it's time to procreate. Consciousness meaning, hey, you know, I know that as a being or as a species or as an atom or whatever it is that I am, consciously, however small or large that is, I know that I need to procreate in order for my race or my species to evolve and to go forward. Anything that evolves has consciousness.
Okay, well, wait. Okay, plants have consciousness? Like,
absolutely.
They have life, and they evolve, and they, you know, they send seeds and everything over air, you know, to land on land and make new plants, but they don't have consciousness. Like, they're
absolutely.
Alive.
Absolutely. At a
they
different
evolve,
level.
But they don't have consciousness.
Absolutely, at a different level. At a different level. When you
Yes,
at a different level. You see, in order to understand what she's asking, I beg the audience to do this. Try to get rid of your traditional ideas of what consciousness is. And it'll help you to understand what a wider perspective on consciousness is. You see, there's all different types of levels to that.
Yeah. You know what?
I don't think nobody would agree. Even science people with a scientific background would say that plants have any form of consciousness.
I was going to say, like, it kind of makes sense, you know, because, like, how can a lizard or something or evolve and be the same color as, like, a tree without knowing that it's a color? Like that's so crazy. Like, okay.
That's true.
I don't know. I'm going to go off this weird topic, but go ahead. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I just started thinking of a lot of stuff.
I think somebody else wanted to chime in. Who said that?
I think that's Say2 because she laughs like that.
Okay.
I mean, think about it. Think about it. How do plants know when it's time? Okay.
Okay. So are we? And that's a whole different subject.
John
and Ashley, you guys can get together and create a show on planets.
No. It's actually the same subject. I mean, consciousness and matter, because all matter has a conscience.
Oh my God! I
all matter.
That wasn't so bad. Like let's make a show for real, like on a different show though.
So let me ask you guys this. What are, are we just like, are we atoms? Are we just atoms in a temporary arrangement?
Yes.
I don't know, like, I want to say this, okay? You know how if you send a text message or a email, it's always going to be in space for all time, the little electricity or whatever, like all the energy.
Like,
you know how there's ghosts? Because I actually believe in ghosts, you know what I'm saying? Because people they have, like, okay, I don't know, he said consciousness and matter, but, like, okay, people have consciousness, and they're not going to just go away after they die. You know how people say that people go to heaven? Okay, I don't believe in heaven, but I think that people don't just go away when they die, you know? Like, people are, like just going to be, I don't know, like, okay, I might just sound crazy right now, but they're going to be, like, here forever on Earth. As long as there's a universe, and as long as there's a
you know, I heard of that. So let me touch on something and take it a little bit off topic a little bit, and I could do that because I'm the host of the show. But you know, you talk about text messaging and things just being sent out there that's just out there.
Yeah.
I was talking to somebody before. They were saying it's with all the little things that's still out there. It really confuses people, you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, all these different things, light years away and stuff. And I know, I'm not really explaining myself right, but all these little molecules and stuff everywhere, you know, in these text messages. Is that why I'm so confused?
You're right, though, Carla.
You know, I'm like, you know, what is...
I was going to say, you mentioned something about are we all a collection of molecules and atoms. You know, we are. And for that life after death question, you know, life is a phase. You know, we come in, we take on a different form as a baby. We become organized. That's what's going on in the mother's belly as atoms. We develop our consciousness, and we go from the state that we were in to a higher level, and we become people or humans or whatever we become. And what happens is when we die and we pass on, our consciousness doesn't just go away. Our physical bodies may die, but our consciousness doesn't go away. There is another place that we travel to.
Right.
Yeah, man.
Matter is neither created nor destroyed, so people are
Exactly, like you're still gonna be in the earth, like no matter what, all your atoms are still gonna be here, you know, like ashes, you know.
They're
gonna just turn into something else, like a tree or a plant or something.
I don't know about that one, Ashley.
Yeah. Oh my God, you're crazy.
Ashley and Don. Sun T, you were saying something. Go ahead.
I just think that the whole topic is important. It's just important for everyone to think about both sides. Certainly, we know that there is some higher power. Certainly, we know that science is science, and again, I'll say mathematics is mathematics. 1 + 1 = 2 always. That's absolute. So certainly, we know that there are both things. I mean, when someone said people being selfish, thinking that we're the only planet in the solar system, the universe is vast. It would be foolish to think that we are the only life forms that are existing in the universe. So it gives way to both things. You look at the sky, you look at birds, you look at trees, you know that God, if you will, or some higher power is certainly existing in that force, but you know that science is science and science is there and it's absolute. So it just, you know, gets the mind going, the dialogue, it gets people thinking. And that's a good thing.
Okay, all right. And with that, you guys, I want to take a quick commercial break, and then we'll come back and continue our great, great debate. Does God have a future for the people that are listening in? If you have an opinion and you want to answer some of the questions that we posed tonight, I want you to, don't be scared, go ahead and dial in to 718-664-6543. We'll be happy to take your questions, or you can even send us your questions via Skype. We're on Skype under EOTM Radio or one of our Facebook pages, and you can find our links on www.eotmradio.com. Hold tight, everybody.
Whoa, whoa. Thank you.
welcome back, everybody. This is Carla B. Have the EOTM crew holding down the show with me tonight, and with a very interesting, thought-provoking debate. Does God have a future? And I do have some questions that have been sent to me via my Facebook friends. But before I do, I definitely want to go back to our switchboard, and I want to unmute one of our family members, EOTM family members, Sweet Tea, to see if she wanted to chime in into the debate, or I don't know if she's just listening in. Sweet Tea, can you hear us? Oh, she hung up.
Oh, can you say what? Your take has been very interesting, your perspective, along with Ashley's, Ronnie's, as well as Don's. What do you think so far with this debate, say, too? All right, can anybody hear me?
I can hear you. We can hear you. I'll chime in, and I'll say this. I think that, you know, while everyone has, you know, their own different views and stuff like that, that, you know, this is a topic that is always, you know, a touchy topic. You know, we've done shows like this before where, you know, people get on here and they feel, you know, a certain way. But I think that the discussion is going very good, and I like the way that it's going, because it's always good to hear people, you know, have their own views, because everybody don't believe in God. And, you know, even though I was brought up in the church and I was raised in the church, and, you know, I feel like I was forced to know God. And as I'm older now, you know, there are things that I have researched for myself, and I feel like, you know, there are a lot of unanswered questions, and I don't feel like anybody can tell me, you know, who put me here, because I don't know who put me here. I just know where I came from, and that was from my mom and my daddy. Now, as far as where it came from, other than that, you know, the research will show me what it shows, but I think that, you know, it's always good, and I agree with Don, and I also agree with Ashley, too, that, you know, I think people, you know, people are going to always believe in something, because that's what we do. By human nature, we always believe in something. We even believe in what our parents tell us, what our friends tell us, what the TV tell us. We believe in something. But what I will say to people is, before you make your belief and before you say you believe in this or that, research it for yourself. Believe in yourself first, and that way you can believe in other things.
Okay, I think Say Two has something to say. Say Two? All right, and something is wrong with her microphone. So Say Two, if you want to hang up and then call right back in, and then we'll get you on air. Don, you want to touch on any of what we spoke about tonight so far?
I think it's an interesting topic, you know, and I just want to put it out there again that, you know, we've been taught, like Ronnie said, you know, traditionally to believe in what has been put in front of us. And I look at it like this. During my period of enlightenment in my life, I have come to understand one thing, and that is when somebody tells you something, whether it's about God, whether it's about Jesus, whether it's about church, whatever it is, I don't care if it's about the size shoe you have on. If somebody tells you something and tells you not to question it, you're in trouble if you go along with that. Don't ever just believe what people tell you. I'm not here to debate about whether or not, you know, hey, Christians are right or non-Christians are right, or whether the Muslims are right or whether the Buddhists are. But, you know, I'm here to say this. Whatever your belief is, be prepared to go and research it and to find the supporting information for whatever you believe in. Because I can tell you this, for each and every one of you, for whatever your belief is, there is information out there that supports it. Now, the question becomes whether or not you believe in it. And do you have the guts, the glory, and the know-how, or I shouldn't say the know-how, but do you have the nerve to go and find out, to go and actually look? And that, I think, is, you know, it should be a part of that, you know. But it's a very interesting question, and I charge anyone, go out there and find out. Don't just look online and go say Pastor so-and-so, because most of our pastors out there that would try to answer that question, believe it or not, family, they're not even formally trained on how to address that question. But there are pastors that are that will tell you the straight truth. And I'm talking about pastors that you all see in church, that you know, that you see on TV. I've talked to some of those famous pastors. I'm not going to put any names out there. But they would also approach what I'm saying from the same perspective and say, you know what, you're right. And they would challenge you to open your minds and go find out for yourself, because that's where your faith kicks in.
Right. All right. And I got some questions for some individuals on Facebook. They're under actually the American Atheist page, and they're saying that,
you know, it's funny how Christians are always trying to make believe that they're the ones that need prayer. She says she finds it very ironic that they're always trying to save, Christians are always trying to save their souls, but we should be worrying about, you know, our own souls.
Mm-hmm. So just wanted to see if anybody on the panel wanted to touch on that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? Jesus made a comment when he was here, and I'm going to tell you what that was, family. He said, I didn't come here. People got mad at Jesus because he was hanging out in the streets and talking to folks that was on the other side of the fence. You know what he said? I didn't come here for you because you're already saved. I came here to get those people that's not saved. Think about that. So all those folks that's believers, I'm happy and I'm glad for you because guess what? You saved, right? You ain't out here doing bad things to people. You ain't out here talking about people behind their back. You're not out here doing low-down things and trying to get them caught up. Of course not. So this is not for you. This is for those wonderful people out there that don't know better, that's considered to be religiously barbaric, and we need to educate them, right? So let's go and concentrate on them. So all those that say the Christians are trying to do, you're right. Christians that are in the church need to get up out of the church and need to hit the streets and they need to do the work that they're supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I want to say this
all
real quick.
And then I have a question
okay.
for you, Ashley, from somebody on Facebook. But go ahead.
Okay, I want to say this real quick. Don, he just said that the Christians aren't doing all this bad stuff, talking about people behind their back and doing all this crazy stuff when they really are. You know, everybody knows this. People don't just not say it just because they're Christian. And, I mean, yeah, I think that Christians should go try to minister to people who don't believe in God. That's obviously the whole point. And I'm not saying that's not the point. But what I'm saying is you can't say Christians don't sin their self because they do.
Well, you're right.
That's exactly what my point is.
Is that, you know, some of these folks out here that's walking around with the big stick saying, ooh, 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 I CCC, you.
Yeah.
Guess what? Check your trunk. Let's run with that. Let's check your trunk. Because, I mean, I'm going to tell you like this here. One of the other things that I think Jesus mentioned, too, when he tried to save a woman who was a prostitute in the village, he said, he without sin, throw the first stone. Everybody put them stones down and walked off. Because you know what? That whole village that wanted to condemn that woman realized one thing. I can't throw the stone.
So
that's all I'm saying. People...
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I was just saying. That's all I'm saying is that when you approach this subject and this topic, you know, just realize one thing that there are enlightened people that live amongst us.
Right. I want to
really quickly out there for our listeners. Put that disclaimer out there. The thoughts and beliefs of one host does not necessarily reflect the thoughts and beliefs of other hosts. I also want to put out there to everybody that, you know, we definitely respect all religions, you know, all believers and non-believers of whatever faith that you're with. And in researching this topic, you know, I've been questioning things for the past maybe 5 years of my life. And for those of you that don't know, Ashley Carter is my daughter. And she was brought up, she was raised in a church, but as she stated, you know, on her mother's side, we were, you know, Christians, and then on her dad's side, there were Jews. So it was a little bit of conflict there. That's why she decided to, you know, go her own way and do her own research. But as far as, you know, the different religions out there, everybody feels so strongly about their particular religion. You know what I'm saying? And who's to say? We don't know which one is right. We can only go by our own faith. But, you know, we got the Christians, we got the Jews, we got the Muslims. And just looking at those three religions, and I'm going to say Buddhists also because we got some people on Facebook, actually some family members of mine that were just converted to Buddhists. But out of those four, you look at, and I don't mean to get so extreme with it, but you talk about faith. And what a person would do for their religion and for what they believe in. I believe that, you know, I mean, Muslims are just, you know, the Muslims out there that, you know, that are like the suicide bombers. You know, you have to really pay because these people are always saying so many bad things about them. And not to say that I'm in agreement with anything that they do, but you got to think, okay, the suicide bombers that were flying that plane into the World Trade Center, you know, do you think that they were thinking, okay, so hatred and all this stuff? I don't think so. I think that they were praying to their God and, you know, doing this in the name of their God. and just putting that in relation to other religions and how, as far as our faith, you know, what do you guys, you know, have to say about that?
Mm-hmm. Okay,
I mean,
I'll go first. I'll go first if nobody else wants to.
Okay.
Well, all right. Well, I tell you what. You know, it's like I said earlier, those men were trained, brainwashed, and conditioned to do exactly what they did. And to understand the actions of those men, you know, you have to understand what terrorism and terrorists really are.
Wait, 1 second. Because mm-hmm. I guess I don't know if I posed the question correctly, but we're not talking about in terms of terrorists or anything. We're talking about in
mm-hmm.
terms of their religion.
People
can say that Christians are brainwashed into believing the Bible.
They are.
You know,
I believe they are. I believe they absolutely are brainwashed. And so were these men brainwashed. And that's what I'm trying to say is that the question that you ask is, were they doing it in the name of their religion and so forth and so on? And that is what I'm saying when I say people should educate themselves. Because it is so easy with the tool of religion to go in and twist somebody's normal thinking and to have them believe something that's absolutely not true. Absolutely not true. Those men were twisted. Their minds were molested by someone who had the power. And I say power for to molest their minds and to twist their thinking and to convince them that they were doing something in the name of Allah.
Okay. Anybody else want to touch on that?
I'm gonna agree with Dawn. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm gonna agree with Dawn, and I think that he's right. You know, when people, which is what I was saying earlier, when people start talking about, you know, religion and all of that, people are, again, it is a brainwash. I mean, when you see stuff on TV, you see, you know, different ministries on TV, then you go to church, you see your ministry, when, you know, that's a different type of ministry. And I think that, you know, when you're talking about people who do terrorism and stuff like that, they have this, their own set belief. You know, and I think that they believe that in their minds that what they're doing is the belief of their God and that it's the right thing to do. Whereas, you know, different people with Christians would think that, you know, that's completely wrong, you know, and then the Jewish ways is a different way and so is the Catholic and all of that. So I think that it's, you know, it's the brainwashing of everyone. You know, everyone has had brainwashing down to them at some point. It's the way that you do, it's the way you do what you do when you get the brainwashing done is what I want to say.
Right.
You know what? Well, 1 second, say too. You know what, you guys? That is definitely going to be another subject that we're going to talk about, brainwashing, because we could talk about that with the, you know, as far as schools trying to indoctrinate our children for certain things. So that's, you know, that's definitely you know, something. But go ahead, say too. I'm sorry.
No, that was Ashley, actually.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ashley.
Yeah,
go ahead.
But no, I was just going to say that. Yeah, a lot of people are brainwashed. Like, okay, even though I'm like, I don't believe in God and stuff. Like, probably, like, 2 months ago, like, even when I'm about to eat something, I'll start praying over my food, like, putting my hands up over my and closing my eyes, like, I'm praying. But I don't believe in God, so, like, I'll just stop myself, like, what the heck am I doing, you know? But it's, like, a habit almost, you know, that I was brought up so long like that. Like, it just happens. Like, I can't control it, you know? But
wow.
That's all I'm going to
say. Yeah.
That's called a learned behavior. It becomes learned, and it almost becomes like a reflex.
It also known as brainwashing.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I'm trying to get to the question that someone had posed for Ashley, but in the meantime, until I get that one back up, I see that we do have Sun T back on, and did she want to chime in?
Hello.
Uh-huh. Okay. Don't worry about it.
Hello?
We see you on. Yeah, hold tight. I'm done. We see you on, but we'll get back to you in a minute. Let's take a 10-second. It's going to be a really, really short commercial break, y'all, so we can give people a chance to call in and for me to come, you know, to formulate my question a little bit better, considering you guys are so educated and y'all just throw me off teeter, if you will. Hold tight, everybody.
The champ is here! The champ is here!
Hey y'all, it's here. It's finally here.
The buzz is here. What is the buzz?
ELTM Buzzwire Magazine at eltmbuzzwire.com is a monthly magazine on the web.
Continuing with EOTM's mission to encourage, empower, and enlighten. Buzzwire Magazine at eotmbuzzwire.com will help bring entrepreneurs together, and connecting minds will increase networks to increase net worth.
Read EOTM Buzzwire Magazine each month at eotmbuzzwire.com and stay enlightened and empowered.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Carla B. Along side by side with the EOTM family, Say Two, Say What, it was really holding it down for the young generation, as well as Ashley, one of the guests on the panel. We got Don EOTM Adam, as well as my partner in crime, running the First Lady at GPT, and I was just talking to her a little bit off air, and she wanted to interject on a couple things. Brian, are you with us? Okay. Okay. All righty.
I'm here. I heard you say me. I'm here. I was like, what? I didn't.
Go ahead.
I didn't really want to interject. I wanted Ashley to say what she wanted to say because I didn't really hear what she said, but it sounded like she was about to touch on something, so I didn't want her to lose her thought. So that's what I wanted you to come back to.
Okay, cool.
But I didn't know what to do before that.
Ashley,
but I know you were getting. Did she leave?
Make sure that we still have Ashley on. And we do, so we'll give her 10 seconds to unmute herself, and Steve, you guys say to say back one also, but go ahead, Ashley.
Yeah, you said you wanted to give me a chance to do what, Lather?
I think you got cut off.
Yeah, he was talking right before he was about to go on a commercial break, and then Carla was telling you to hold your thoughts. So I wanted you to come back. I didn't want you to lose what you was about to say before we was going on commercial.
Wasn't it a long time ago, like in the beginning?
Probably go ahead.
Okay. No, it was about like you saying that I have to respect. Well, people have to respect this stuff and other stuff and stuff. And I was just saying, like, what was the question that you were asking? Because I didn't understand how that like was a question or whatever.
You're talking to me, or were you talking?
No,
to
I'm talking to Say Two. Say Two.
Okay, go ahead. Say Two was back on as well, I believe. Say Two. All right, and she's having a little bit of technical difficulties, and I do apologize about that, you guys. And we do have Sun T Mays back on the line as well. And did you want to chime in, Sun T?
I actually did miss a little bit of the conversation that was going on, but I'm standing firm to the fact once again that I'm on the fence, and I think that you can take things away from both sides of the argument, and I think that as long as there's a going on, if people are willing to really go and find out for themselves, whether it be on the religious side, on the scientific side, or if you're stuck in the middle, such as myself, as long as people are willing to learn and willing to seek knowledge, I think that it's just beneficial. With every side giving me more towards for whether you're atheist, whether you're a Christian, whether you're once again, what have you. So I think there's.
Okay. And you were breaking up just a little bit, Sun T. And you guys are confusing me with your names. I know Sun T. Mays, been known her for years, but we got a Sun T. Mays and a C to say. I think, that's definitely a tongue twister. So you guys are y'all doing it to me tonight. But I want to pose something, and this was directed to people as far as like with the science mind or non-believers, and they posted it a little bit earlier in the broadcast, but I'm going to go ahead and read it now.
It says, this is from Elisa, Elisa Bett, and she says, I wonder where energy from the body goes after the material part is no longer alive. She says, there's a faith in mathematics and science that doesn't seem to feel a responsibility as far as answering questions like that. She goes on to say, there's no faith in math and science, just evidence and explanations of reality based on overwhelming evidence. And how did the Greeks know about atoms and many other sophisticated ideas before they could be proved? Atoms were hypothesized concepts. When actual materials constituting atoms were discovered, the term went to philosophical concepts. Also, Greeks were free thinkers without major religions, imposing thought boundaries. How could an answer be given before the question could be asked? She's asking anyone to touch on that or.
So I guess she's saying, since God is basically hypothesized, what are we going to say when he's proven or something?
I guess so.
Well, I wait to bring me proven, and when he's proven, then I guess we'll have the answer.
Okay, Santi, did you want to touch on that? Or Don?
I mean, I guess all scientific theories are hypotheses at the beginning. I mean, you know, you can't really compare that to God because there's no reason for a God to be hypothesized. There's actual reasons that they're hypothesized atoms and things like that. But, I mean, there's no reason for a person to hypothesize God except for to explain why they're here.
Okay, but that was a person with more so like a scientific mind. So I guess I could understand the question coming the way it came from that particular person. You know, they live their lives based on
mathematics and theories that they have proven to be correct. You know, so
and their life based on faith. So faith is not really having a tangible thing, but just believing. You believe that this thing exists. So some people live their lives in terms of a scientific manner, and some people just have faith. Millions of people have faith. It's evident because of all the different religions they are. People are
so many people.
I'm sorry?
I agree.
No, go ahead.
So, but I'm just saying that's where the faith part comes in. You know, you in believing in something that's, I won't say intangible because people have different experiences with God all the time. People say they see him, they talk to him, he moves them to do such things. That's where faith comes in. So I think, once again, you've got to really, I don't think you can't discount either part of the argument. You just simply can't say, no, it's not about science, no, it's not about God. You cannot discount either part of the argument because I feel like there's evidence of both. You talk to some people, they've experienced miracles through God, and once again, we know that science is real, and science is what it is. So if, as long as you're doing your research, as long as you're striving to have a higher learning, neither side can be discounted.
Okay. I have a question that I want to read. This is from Tom Anderson. He's chiming in, and actually he sent me this on Facebook.
He says, I am a Christian, and I am a Christian minister. And he actually watched the debate on NBC News Nightline a couple of days ago when they had the debate on does God have a future? And that's how we, you know, why we decided to come up, why we decided to do a show on the topic, because that I watched that show also, and it was definitely thought-provoking. But he says, I feel my beliefs are more in league with some of the things that Deepak shared. He said, Christianity has an enormous underlying spirituality that is in direct conflict with dogma and doctrine that the church often professes. Reading the words of Jesus, the teacher, reveal the stick to me very well. He said, I believe most Christians are deeply confused because the doctrine deeply conflicts with the teachings of the teacher. All that Jesus is said to have done, the miracles and signs, were mere selling points that I believe were intended to get us to listen to his message of compassion rebellion. The miracles are like the diplomas on a doctor's wall, a display of qualifications intended to gain our trust and allegiance. That was a definitely a thought-provoking comment, Tom Anderson. We appreciate that. And do any of the individuals on the panel want to touch on that? Not all at once, please. Hello? Okay. Do we have Ronnie?
Yeah, I'm here. I think he summed it up, you know, pretty much. You know, there's nothing to really say to it. I think he summed that up good, if you ask me, so.
Yeah, exactly. And it was more of a comment. So definitely appreciate that. I want to pose a question to say too. Are you with us? Okay. And alrighty. Let's go ahead and take a quick commercial break and try to work out these technical difficulties, you guys, and then we will be right back continuing our show. Does God Have a Future? Hold tight.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to EOTM Radio with a very thought-provoking debate. Does God have a future? And I have a question I want to pose to everybody on the panel tonight, and that is some believe that beliefs are a cover-up for insecurities. I want to get you guys' take on that.
I don't think belief is a cover-up for insecurity. I don't understand that. Like, people believe when they're raised up to believe, you know? That's not insecurity just because your parents taught you about God. That doesn't have anything to do with insecurity. That's just mean right there. That's just a disrespect for people's belief.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Ronnie, you want to touch on that?
I'm going to actually agree with Ashley. I think that, you know, I mean, it goes back to what I was saying before. You know, I think that with people believe what they are brought up to believe, you know, what you learn, what you don't learn. And I think for some people it is, I don't know if I would say it's really an insecurity, but a, you know, a wannabe, you know, type thing. Like, you don't want to, so I think some people are afraid to say, you know, they don't believe in God. I think that some people aren't comfortable with having a conversation and saying, you know, I understand your beliefs, but yeah, I don't believe in God, and I really don't want you preaching to me. You know what I mean? So I don't think it's really an insecurity. I think that it just may be that, you know, it's more of a belief standpoint, and I think that if people, you know, like I said in the beginning, if people know themselves, then they'll be comfortable with their beliefs. And you can't believe in something that you just don't believe in. Like, if I didn't believe in going outside every day, I don't believe in going outside every day. Just like there are some people who don't believe in taking showers because they don't believe in taking showers. It doesn't matter what we say and how we say it, it's their belief. So it's the same thing when it comes to, you know, religion. People, you know, believe what they want to believe, and I guess some people would say it's an insecurity as a way to kind of cover them and say, you know, because I'm insecure with the way I feel, you know, then I feel like I need to believe in God.
Right. Okay, and that's well said. Well said. I know this was
a touchy subject tonight, and not everybody wants to chime in with it, so that is perfectly fine. Again, I'll say that the thoughts and beliefs of one host doesn't necessarily reflect the thoughts and beliefs of other hosts, and I do want to thank the individuals in the chat room, Noel, who has been listening into the show and posting, you know, his or her thoughts. We do appreciate that. I want to give everybody on the panel the opportunity to go ahead and share as far as your closing statements. Ashley, do you want to start off with your closing statements? Okay. Do we still have Ashley on?
Yeah,
hello.
Okay, yeah. Please go ahead. We're going to go ahead and wrap everything up, and we want to give you the opportunity to share your closing thoughts.
Okay. Well, I was just going to say, like, whatever you believe, to respect the other person's beliefs. I respect everybody on the show tonight, and I'm not going to just disrespect somebody. So, you know, just know that, you know, people have their own beliefs, and just respect it.
Okay. Appreciate that. Appreciate your perspective. You're very, I wouldn't say unique. Go ahead, Granny, what's your closing thoughts?
I'm going to piggyback off of Ashley and say the same thing, that, you know, we always give out that quote or that disclaimer saying that, you know, the belief of one host is not the belief of everybody, you know, and it's so true. It's fitting, and I will just, you know, go back and say what I said before. You know, believe in yourself. Believe in yourself, and then you can believe in who you choose to believe, whether it's God, whether it's Allah, whether it's your mother, whether it's your father. Because to some people, your parents are your God, your teachers, your counselors. There are so many people that you believe in. So know who you believe in and stick with what you believe in, and don't let no one judge you. Don't let no one cloud your judgment. And whatever you believe in, stick behind it. No one's belief is better than the other's. Whether you believe in God or whether you don't believe in God, as long as you believe in yourself, then you believe. And belief is powerful.
And that's what's up, and that's so, so true. Thank you. Someone that I want to thank, of course, Ronnie, my partner in crime, and Ashley for giving us almost 2 hours of your Sunday night. We appreciate you, as well as Don and Say2. Say2, are you still with us?
Okay, I think she got knocked off. But thanks again, Seju, for calling in, sharing your perspective. In closing, I'll share my thoughts and to sum things up here and include God back into the question. I would say this: I think that this conversation and the wonderful questions and the exploration is, in one way or another, an exploration into God, not God, but exploration into God. I'm sorry, not God, but what's the ultimate concern? I'm talking about God in capitals, and that we are in that tremendous time in which these are the times, and we are the people who will profoundly make the difference as whether we will grow or die. And part of it is part of what we have seen and heard here today, which is the exploration into the meaning, into the purpose, into the dynamic, the becoming of that which we have called God. And with that, I want to, again, thank everybody for chiming in. Don't hang up, because we do have 30 minutes of, you know, of best music from your indie artists, so don't go anywhere. Make sure before you exit our radio page tonight, you subscribe to receive alerts to future shows. We do have a wealth of great things coming into you, to you, via EOTMradio.com in 2010 and beyond. For that, thanks everybody, and good night. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Time out, but it'll cost the game. great liquor, coming to age liquor. Plus in my mind I'm bumping grave diggers. I'm jacked up and I'm telling my boys the room spinning around like Jamera Point. So if you're looking in and you look at the way things look, it'll look like things are looking up. When I'm in the stew, though I'm cooking up, my heart's pounding, got chills, I'm shooken up. I'm out of control, basically a madman trying to make boredom working with a bad hand. Yeah, I'm stuck and I'm bleeding, so there's really only one thing that I need to know. I mean,
that makes me crazy.
I really think I'm too crazy, you know?
That makes me crazy.
I don't think I'm too different from anybody else.
Probably.
Now maybe I am.
Cracking jokes, breaking the ice, and she won't smile. And little mama, when you do, I know I got you. She's a problem, but I won't spend nada. Only time a dime will get in my pocket is after I break a dollar. Shouty holler, I don't care if your man staring, cause that dude is see-through like he was transparent. And by the look in my eyes, you can tell I want you. And by the look in yours, baby, I know you want to. See, I'm getting money, you dig? I sold stars, I'm going home with her, you dig? Back to my crib where it's just us, you dig? I'm the now give your man a courtesy flush, you dig?
See, I pull up to the club looking fresh, so clean. Mommy, look, you the flyest dude I've never seen. But it's only looking like something out of a magazine. That's when I look around, let me see. Yep, I'm going home with her.
Discussion, but shawty, my flow sick, and you my Robitussin. It's nothing, let's make moves like choreography. Baby girl, you looking at a star, no astrology. They hating like he going
home with her.
I'm looking like damn right, I'm going
home with her.
So stars,
pass me the keys, I'm going
home with her.
See, I'm fly, defy gravity. She filling me like a cavity. But don't be mad at me, homeboy, cause you ain't important. I'm fly as MJ, just call me Baby Jordan. Far as your man, put him out like he ain't pay his mortgage. And I'm the realest of glory and that boy from Signature. See, I'm getting money, you dig? I told Stars I'm going home with her, you dig? Back to my crib, where is this such, you dig? I'm the give your man a courtesy flush, you dig?
I pull up to the club looking fresh, so clean. Mommy, look, you the slightest dude I've never seen. But it's only looking like something out of a magazine. That's when I mess around, let it be. Yep, I'm going home with her. Get free, don't mind, and all I need is one night.
can I come for your pastry, baby girl? So tasty. Now can I come for your pastry?
Why, you zero, nothing. I tell you, fuck. He says, oh, you're going to tell me something today? I said, all right, I'll tell you something. Go fuck your mother.
Bing, pow, boom.
You saw the paper, Anthony. My head was up like this. The name is Frick. And now I'm coming around, you know. I start to come out of it. Who do I see in front of me? This big Frick again. He says, oh, what do you want to tell me now, tough guy? I said, tough guy.
Tough guy, I personify, meaner than Joe Green. So fresh, so clean, steady serving dope fiends. America's nightmare, that's how they perceive me. I'm known from hood to hood, my reputation precedes me. Say hello to the bad guy when I pass by, and I always tell the truth, nigga. Even when I lie, nigga, bag gets sold in the park, I want in. Game tight, life straight, white. Caught us to warn it. And if they lock me up, I'm only coming back stronger. Rather be feared than loved, cause fear lasts longer. Yeah, I'm my brother's keeper, but watch your back, cause even your brother will try to sneak you. Cold in the streets, don't even try to take my spot. If you're scared to come get it, be more. It's the city, got you scared to come visit. Found a way like Carlito, dawn of all dawns for the black people. A black Vito Corleone. Still for me and I'm ahead, I'm killing sin for you. Don't give a fuck if you're sorry, it's just a principle. I can't be tough for this reason, I feel invincible. But tell me why, even tough guys gotta die. My shit is bona fide. Look in my eyes, see how I leave a nigga traumatized. Keep the heater by my side. But if they kill me, guess it's just another homicide. But tell me why, even tough guys gotta die. Before you become a made man, you gotta be a good earner. And never stick your nose in business that don't concern you. When you get your own click, run that shit like Castro. On the lookout for a snitch, don't want no Donnie Brasco's. I'm Sonny Black, I'm the boss in this region. You wanna play Sonny Red, you end up in the same coffin that he's buried alive. Coughing and wheezing, take caution when perceived in need. Hard to be a part of this season, now I'm the talk of the streets. When Big died, it was dark in the east. But I'ma let my light shine and bring a spark to the east. How many niggas wanna come and take a walk with the beast? When you standing in my presence, better fall to your feet. Or call in your fleet, they all to get beat. The plan of retreat, your mind is too weak to understand what I speak. See, I'm a king like Steven. Since you don't like breathing, take that, bleep, bleep. And have a nice evening. You still for me and I'm ahead, I'm killing sin for you. Don't give a fuck if you're sorry, it's just a principle. I can't be touched for this reason, I feel invincible. But tell me why, even tough guys gotta die. My shit is bona fide. Look in my eyes, see how I leave a nigga traumatized. Keep the heater by my side. But if they kill me, guess it's just another homicide. But tell me why, even tough guys gotta die. Yeah, you walk with a pivot. If you talk it, you live it. Never talk if you get it. Yeah, my target is ribbit. Too smart for them piglets. Notch parked in the Civic. I just chalk up them digits and pay them officers with it. Yeah, my product is potent. Fiends got a devotion. Cause a lot of commotion. Hit the block and it's smoking. So many days that I suffer, these days I'm raising my budget. It's on display for the public so you can hate it or love it. Yeah, I learned it from my pops, he was a man with ambition. Taught me that a true gangster always handled his business. Anytime he tried to school me, I would stand and just listen. Like the gamble, play the hands you were given. Be the best at what you do, even if it's cooking brands in the kitchen. Nowadays I'm understanding this vision. So even if I get knocked by the feds, never slammed by the system, end up dead or even stranded in prison, it's just family tradition. You still for me and I'm ahead, I'm killing sin for you. Don't give a fuck if you're sorry, it's just a principle. I can't be touched for this reason, I feel invincible. But tell me why, even tough guys gotta die. My shit is bona fide. Look in my eyes, see how I leave a nigga traumatized. Keep the heater by my side. When if they kill me, guess it's just another homicide. But tell me why, even tough guys gotta die.
Better believe
better
it.
Believe it.
Believe it. Believe it.
Every day.
Blog Talk Radio.
E-M. E-M.
Hogan. Hey. Yeah, watch Carla started, seen Ronnie do it. Sweet T and Say Too, they came through, taking their debut. Yep. In the recession, showing us how to make do. In the middle was heavy, but light on the edge. With Chauncey Gibson, the righteous get fed. Trey Love crying from his heart to the core. On the move with the mind of an entrepreneur. A better tomorrow, we play for fight. Maximize potential, reshape your life. Yep. Time ain't never wasted. Oh, yep. They got flaws with guided meditation. Rise above it all, at least. Navigating through this Middle East, it's like trying to rollerblade up a hill of Greece. The radio media is a maverick tutor. Woo! With Grandma's dripping, Don Adams Jr. Junior. Junior. Y'all know what it is, man.
E-O.
In the building, building.
Entrepreneurs on the move, we shape the life for a better tomorrow.